This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, December 1st, is also designated as a time to remember people affected directly by a global pandemic, in this case not COVID-19, but HIV/AIDS. San Francisco was hit especially hard by HIV, and there are lessons to be learned there in the fight against this coronavirus. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Back in the middle of March, as COVID-19 was spreading across the U.S., San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced aggressive public health measures, including one of the nation's first stay-at-home orders.
Making a decision to shelter in place is not one that was taken lightly. It was taken at the direction of some of the most incredible public health experts anywhere in the world.
Standing at her side was one of those experts, City Health Director Grant Colfax.
Early aggressive action, very, very important.
Decades earlier, Dr. Colfax, along with others fighting COVID, had been through the crucible of HIV/AIDS. Colfax says early in this crisis, he kept several lessons in mind.
There was no place in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic where a jurisdiction was saying, oh, you know, we reacted too quickly, we overdid it. In every case at that point, early action paid off.
Also, Colfax says you need everyone working together, from academic hospitals and neighborhood clinics to community leaders. And finally, Colfax says he remembers how isolated and stigmatized San Francisco and parts of the LGBTQ community severely impacted by AIDS felt.
We could not wait for a federal response to take our local action. Again, I think that was built into our institutional memory in terms of the HIV response.
So how has San Francisco been doing with COVID? Well, the city is facing a new surge, like the rest of the West Coast. But Dr. Robert Wachter, director of medicine at UC San Francisco, says the city's still in better shape than most of the country.
We've had, since this thing started, 158 deaths in the city of San Francisco from COVID. And if you extrapolated that, in other words, if the country had San Francisco's death rate, we'd have about 70,000 people who would have died rather than 260,000. So we've done better than any of the 20 largest cities in the country.
One effect of HIV/AIDS took decades to play out as activists pushed the FDA to change its drug protocols, says NYU bioethicist Arthur Kaplan.
We see that today as people try to enroll in COVID studies, there is more willingness to think about emergency use and expanded use for drugs and vaccines.
And that, Kaplan says, is another important legacy of what HIV and AIDS patients fought for. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.